require two, maybe three, equally determined men. The sort of men who battle daily with the sort of weather we are now experiencing outside, and for whom a fall into the raging ocean and loss of life itself is simply another part of the daily round. Ah, thank you. So, to continue my Cuvier analogy, we are therefore not looking for one person, but a group of people. And in this way, KKK becomes the badge of a society, rather than that of an individual. Of the Ku Klux Klan, in fact.
No, I'd be.
So, here it is. Ku Klux Klan. A name derived from the fanciful resemblance to the sound produced by cocking a rifle. Terrible secret society formed by ex-Confederate soldiers in southern states, notably Tennessee, Louisiana, Carolinas, Georgia, Florida. Terrorizing of Negro voters, murdering and driving from country those opposed to its views. Outrages usually preceded by warnings sent to marked man by a fantastic but generally recognized shape, sprig of oak, melon seeds, or orange pips. Yes, in spite of best efforts in the United States government, the movement flourished until eventually 1869, movement seemed rather suddenly to collapse.
The time Elias came back to England.
Bringing with him the papers. Papers, I suspect, that would perhaps now incriminate some of the first men of the South. Yes, now consider again the leaf that fell from the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Sent the pips to A, B, C, A and B, leaving the country, C being visited with, I fear, a sinister result. Now this was evidence for destroyed or suppressed at any cost. A task given to the men from the ship.
But the papers are no more, and Elias dead. There is now no more danger to anyone involved in this society.
Well, the pursuers are not to know this, at least not until tomorrow when they find Jonathan Shaw's note. Hmm?
Will they believe it?
I have no idea. You see, I think the men questioned Elias before drowning him, but would have had no means of deciding the truth, because Elias would have claimed all the papers burned, but had nothing to show them one way or the other. But with the proof now of the charge, he...
Would they not have searched the house after killing Elias?
No, they would have expected Elias to live alone. Given his character, would not have allowed for his nephew being there, and secrecy is essential to the aims of their society.
And once Elias was dead, of course, only the papers could then incriminate the principals.
Indeed. So they threatened John's father, Joseph, for them. A stubborn man, he refused to make known what he knew, which cost him his life. But, as it said in the encyclopedia, they exist through fear. And will now hope to have scared Offenshaw to the point where he'll give them anything he has.
What devils? What do you intend to do?
Deliver them to the law.
But how? When you've no idea where they are. And there are 1,000 ships in the East India docks.
Well, that is tomorrow. So tonight, hand me my violin, and we'll try to forget for half an hour the miserable weather outside and still more miserable ways of our fellow men.
The next morning, the weather had cleared and the sun was again weakly shining. Holmes arose early and in a positive fever of impatience, refusing one of Mrs. Hudson's stout bachelor breakfasts, refusing to glance at the morning papers, departing with hardly a goodbye. Left alone, I began to turn over those same papers, at first indiscriminately, then with a heavy heart. The morning wore slowly into midday and then into afternoon, but still there was no sign of Holmes. Finally, tired from my own inaction, sick with a sense of failure, weary from good motives turned by chance to bad deeds, I lay on the couch to rest. And while lying there, ran again over the fantastical story told to us by John Openshaw, amused on his life with his uncle, the sensitive, timid boy and his immersion into the end of a very deep pool. His relationship with Elias and where it eventually brought him. Evening began to close in, fantasy to merge with fact as the long day waned. I half dreamt the bell had rung, and Openshaw was again mounting the stairs for the first time, that we would be given another chance.
Ah, Watson! Success, I think. Up here, get and listen to this.
Holmes. Have you seen...
Later, my dear fellow. Lord, I'm hungry. Nothing all day. Let me get myself some roast beef. There's a good fellow.
Holmes.
Some mustard.
Watson,